朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主。
How we thank the Lord.
让我们能够这样子自由地来到神家聚会啊。
That we can freely come to God's house to meet.
我现在不订报纸了，但是我偶尔一看到新闻，各地都有这种残杀的事情。
Nowadays, I don't subscribe to newspapers, but whenever I read news, there's like persecution and genocide everywhere.
特别在回教国家，基督徒要能够自由地来敬拜、来聚会，那是一件很难得的事情。
Especially in Muslim countries, it's very hard for Christians to assemble and worship God.
我们感谢神，让我们能够这样自由地来敬拜他。
We thank God that we still have the freedom to worship Him.
两件事情特别感谢的，一个是为了昨天晚上的福音聚会。
Two things that we want to give thanksgiving. First of all, is the great gospel meeting last night.
我们感谢主，杨俊弟兄用一个很特别的角度，帮助在矽谷里面这些大佬带的人来认识我们自己到底在追求什么。
We're very grateful that Brother June used another perspective to preach the gospel to the intellectuals at Silicon Valley.
科技进步得这么快。
Yes, the technology is so advancing.
那再伟大的 AlphaGo 或是像 Steve Jobs 这种人啊，他们所能成就的是远非常人所能达到的。
Even like the great program AlphaGo or even Steve Jobs, they can accomplish something that ordinary people cannot.
但是我们今天基督徒所得着的
，But yet today what Christians obtained
是这些 AlphaGo 或是这些世界上顶尖但是不认识主的人，他们千万分之一都达不到的。
But yet this is something that AlphaGo or anygreat people in this world cannot accomplish.
不是我们有什么了不起。
It's not that we are somebody.
而是在我们里面的宝贝太宝贝了。
But yet the treasure inside of us is so precious.
那是因为创造出天地万物的伟大的神住在我们的心中。
Because the great creator of the universe is abiding within us.
非常感谢主，昨天弟兄姊妹那么多，有那么美好的配搭，特别第三区非常殷勤的服侍，我们非常谢谢他们。
We're very thankful to District 2. Six to three brothers and sisters for your service.
另外一件事情很感恩的，我们礼拜二晚上祷告会，我想大概过了100个人。
And another thing to be thankful is that we have more than 100 brothers and sisters coming to last Tuesday's prayer meeting.
我高兴的不仅仅是人多来参加。
I was happy not just because of the numbers.
我高兴的是我们那天聚会里面，我相信所有参加的人都能够感受到圣灵非常明显的工作和祝福。
But I believe everyone there could sense the work and the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
没有什么人特别要在这里带，我们从7点钟就开始。
Starting from 7 o'clock.
我是圣灵在里面把渴慕放在我们里面，他也满足我们的渴慕。
Holy Spirit was the one that leading. He gave us the thirst, and He also satisfied our thirst.
所以我们regular 的 prayer meeting 就是正常的祷告聚会，还是7点半开始，但是我们7点钟就已经。大家可以自由地来亲近主啊。
So, starting from now, our regular prayer meeting starts at 7:30, but start from 7 o'clock, you can come and draw near to the Lord.
甚至你想更早来都没关系。
You can even come earlier if you want.
主耶稣非常非常愿意充满那些渴慕他的人。
Because the Lord Jesus desires to fill those who long for Him.
我们过去一个多月来，我们从不同的角度讲到圣灵在我们身上一些的工作。
For the past months, from different perspectives, we have talked about the different works of the Holy Spirit on us.
不光是我，所有讲这个题目的讲员，我们都在主的面前真的觉得很贫穷，很无能。
Not just me, but anyone who speaks about these topics will feel powerless and poor before the Lord.
因为圣灵太伟大了。
Because the Holy Spirit is so great.
他所要做的工作，他想要赐给我们的祝福，远超过我们这些人所能经历、所能描述的。
Because what He wants to give us and to work on us is far beyond what we can understand or experience.
所以我很希望弟兄姊妹，我们一起来祷告，一起来 经历他，一起来来见证他在我们中间是真实的。
So I hope that together, brothers and sisters, we will pray and to testify that He is real in our midst.
那今天等于这一个阶段一个小小的打结。
Today is like a little conclusion.
今天我要讲的是被圣灵更新和复兴。
Today I'm gonna talk about being renewed and revived by the Holy Spirit.
我虽然没有问大家
Well, I didn't ask about it.
但是我决定相信，我也知道我们每一个人里面都需要耶稣。
But I firmly believe that every one of us needs Jesus.
常常被圣灵更新是我们里面非常需要的一个经历。
And we need to experience being renewed by the Holy Spirit.
我们先不讲圣灵的更新
Let's not talk about the renewal of the Holy Spirit yet.
你们觉得什么东西叫做更新？什么叫做 renewal, refresh, recharge? 这些都是 re, 都是再做一次。
So what's to you? What's the definition of being renewed or recharged or refreshed?
在我们生活里面有哪些事情是这样子的？
Is there anything that will give you that experience?
对不起，我的耳朵真是听不到。
电视。
电池哦，电池需要 recharge， 非常好。
Yes, batteries need to be recharged.
你知道我们最近有机会去住到一个旅馆，已经超过100年的老店。
Recently, we had this opportunity to live in a hotel that is over 100 years old.
我非常辛苦的一件事情就是要去 recharge 我们的iPhone, iPad 或是我们的 laptop.
So it was so hard to recharge our electronic devices like iPhone, iPad.
因为它插座的洞都很大，插进去就掉出来。
Because the outlet, the holes on the outlet is really big, so then our charger would just fall off.
我非常小心，非常轻的把它放进去，它还是这样斜的。
So I have to be very careful to put it in and then still come out a little bit.
我需要把那个插座变成倒的，然后我是垂直插下去，才勉强可以插。
So I have to put it in another angle just to be to charge.
断断续续，断断续续，断断续续。
Still, it will charge intermittently.
我不晓得这是不是我们的经验。
I don't know if that's our experience.
当你没有真正连于他的时候
，When we're not truly connected with him，
就算你好像插上去了
，Even if it looks like we are connected，
他没有真正的 recharge 我们。
But then it's not really recharging us.
今天大家都来教会了
，Like today, every one of us here comes.
看起来插头都插上去了
，It looks like we all have just plugged in.
但是你真正的 connect 上他的时候，那个灯才会亮的。
But only if we are connected with him, then the light will go.
只有真正连于这个能力源头的时候。他才真正在这里 recharge 我们。
Unless we're truly connected with the source of energy and power, then we can be recharged.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们所需要的。
And that is what we need.
还有没有什么叫做 recharge, renew, refresh?
Anything else that's like recharge, renew, refresh?
David, 吃一顿好饭。
I like a good meal.
Yeah.你饿得不得了，全身无力了，好，你吃一顿很好的饭，力量复原，对不对
？After when you're starving and then after a good meal, you feel you're recharged, rejuvenated.
还有没有
？Anything else？
来一个年轻人 ，Sam。
Nap.
Take a nap. Yeah, 我想你说出了年轻人的心声哈。
Yes, that is what young people like to do, take naps.
尤其妈妈叫我们练琴的时候，叫我们洗碗的时候 ，I want to take a nap.
Especially when mom tells us to practice piano or wash dishes, then that's the time we need a nap.
其实 take a nap 好舒服的。
Actually, it feels so good to take a nap.
Dr. Huang 一天到晚都劝我 take a nap.
So Dr. Huang always encouraged me to take naps.
他说你五分钟这个叫什么？叫做 power nap 是吧？就是你休息五分钟，你整个力量会差很多的。
He says power naps. Just take nap for 5 minutes. You will feel the difference.
我们生活例子很多。
So there are a lot of examples.
我们几天不洗澡。
And if we don't take shower for several days,
不仅你自己不舒服，旁边的人也不舒服。
You don't feel comfortable, and people around you don't feel comfortable.
你一洗个澡出来的时候，所有空气都舒服了。
Then after you take a shower, the entire atmosphere is refreshed.
Refresh. 有时候我们参加一些聚会，有的人可能几天没有刷牙了，这个祷告起来的时候，我们都很难过的。
Maybe you go to a conference and then someone didn't brush the teeth for several days.And then it just feels very uncomfortable.
所以你发现在我们生活里面有很多这种需要更新的生活实例。
So you see a lot of examples in our daily life that we need to be refreshed and renewed.
但是我们里面属灵的生命，我们跟神的关系更是需要常常的被主来更新的。
Yeah, our relationship with the Lord and our spiritual life need to be refreshed by the Lord even more often.
不然我们里面一定会疲倦。
Otherwise, we will feel tired.
不然我们里面可能会很下沉，很低落。
Or that we will feel down.
尤其我们碰到困难的时候
especially in front of difficulties.
我们等 H1 等了那么久，结果又没抽中。
We've been waiting for our H1 visa for a long time, and we still didn't get it.
我们这个医生报告出来说，糟糕了，你可能有问题。
And then the doctor says, your examination report doesn't look too good.
那个外面的难处大过了我里面现在的力量。
So oftentimes our circumstances is more powerful than the strength within.
我今天晚上要带查经，可是我到现在还心情这么低落，我怎么带
？Maybe tonight I'm going to lead Bible study, and yet still at this moment I feel so down. How can I lead the Bible study?
不要说我能够灵很高昂的来带聚会，我现在连开口讲话都不想讲。
I don't even want to talk about how can I lead with a lifted spirit.
你们有没有人有这样子的经验
？Have you ever had such experiences?
你才信主就有了。晨晨你已经在点头了。那很多的时候真的是没有力量站在讲台上去服侍。
Sometimes we don't have the strength to stand on the pulpit to serve.
下班累得不得了，回到家满家乱。
And after work, you're so exhausted, and then your house is a mess.
我从哪里能够得到力量，让我能够去应付这个混乱的局面
？How where can I draw strength to face this chaos?
弟兄姊妹，在我们生活里面，我们太需要耶稣。
So in our daily life, we need Jesus.
圣灵来，他常常在这里更新我们。
And when Holy Spirit comes, He refreshes us.
他让我们重新得力。
He causes us to regain our strength.
他让我们在主的面前能够得到像属灵的食物一样，让我们力量复原。
So that we will gain spiritual food and rejuvenated.
他在这里洁净我们。
And He comes to cleanse us.
他在这里责备我们，光照我们，改变我们。
And He will rebuke us, enlighten us, and correct us.
弟兄姊妹，这都是说到圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And these are the works of the Holy Spirit on us.
那今天早上我们要讲这个题目的时候，第一件事情我要在这里先跟弟兄姊妹说的。
Before I start the message, I want to share with you something.
圣灵永远是真实的。
Because the Holy Spirit is always real.
而且圣灵永远都在工作。
And He's always working.
圣灵也永远在这里，愿意把神的祝福倾倒在我们身上。
And He always wants to pour down God's blessings on us.
那圣灵也在这里，永远都愿意把我们带到真理的实际里面去。
And He always wants to lead us into the reality of truth.
但是有一个很关键的事情，有一个很关键的问题，是你我必须自己回答的。
But there's one key issue that we all have to face.
就是到底我们渴不渴慕被圣灵来充满
？Are we thirsty to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
到底我自己渴不渴慕让圣灵在这里在我身上工作，来更新，来复兴我
？Do we long for the Holy Spirit to renew us?
不仅我渴不渴慕，而是我是不是很强烈的渴慕
？But am I desperately longing for it?
弟兄姊妹，如果今天在我里面没有这个渴慕的话
，But if we do not have the search,
底下我们所有要说的东西都没办法说下去。
Then we cannot keep going with this topic.
就像一个很有名的俗语，就是你不可能强迫马去喝水。
Just like a saying, you cannot force a horse to drink.
如果这个马不想喝水，你怎么去强迫它喝水
？If the horse doesn't want to drink, then there's no way you can force him to drink.
那就是像我们看 FBI 或看电视的那种酷刑哈，那个水硬倒进去。
Then it would be like a torture that we see on TV.
他自己不想喝。
You have to pour down the water.
你硬要他喝。
Because he doesn't want to drink.
那是很辛苦的事情。
And that is something very tough.
所以为什么很多爸爸妈妈喂小孩很辛苦，因为小孩不想吃。
That is the pain of a lot of parents because their kids don't want to eat.
你把奶瓶放到他嘴巴，他嘴巴一撇，他不想吃。
You stick into the bottle, but the baby doesn't want to drink.
这是你很难、很辛苦的时候。
That is something very tough.
我们喂孩子的时候最高兴的就是放下去，他就唰唰唰唰的光光的。
So it is a great joy for parents when we feed the babies and then they just eat very happily.
他那么渴慕，那么全力的吃。
That they're very hungry and then they eat everything we feed them.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们。里面如果没有对主产生这样子的需要
，But today if we don't have such need or dependent on the Lord，
如果我们里面没有一个这么强的、这么 desperate 说主，我希望你来充满我
，But if we don't have that desperate need， Lord， I need you to fill me。
主啊，我道理听太多了，我不要再听下去了。
Lord， I've heard enough， I don't want to hear anymore。
我要把你我已经听到的，你把它做在我的身上。
I pray that you would actualize what I have heard before.
你至少让我第一手的先尝到你的同在，经历到圣灵的工作。
At least help me to experience firsthand your presence and your work.
我不是说听到不重要，听到太重要了。
I'm not saying that listening to sermons is not important. That is very important.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们所听见的道不能够改变我们
，But yet if the messages that we hear cannot transform us,
如果我们所听见的道我不能去经历它的话
，But if the messages that we hear we cannot experience.
道是道，我是我。
Then the sermon is sermon, and I'm still the same.
散会以后我没有改变。
And after the meeting, I still stay the same.
散会以后我没有满足。
And afterwards, I do not feel satisfied.
我离开这里以后，我还是我。
Because after I leave here, I still remain the same.
弟兄姊妹，你厌不厌烦这样子啊
？Are you tired of such a situation?
如果我们里面没有对自己这样子的不满足
，If we don't have this holy dissatisfaction,
如果我们里面对神没有这样子的渴慕
，If we do not have such longing for God,
弟兄姊妹，我们不容易在这么荣耀的福音上，我们能够深入下去。
Then it's very impossible for us to go deeper in such glorious gospel.
所以我常常引用斯派克弟兄的话，说仇敌最怕的一件事情。
Therefore, I often quote from Brother Austin Sparks that the one thing the enemy fears the most
就是地跟天之间真实的连结。
That is the true connection between heaven and earth.
仇敌最怕的事情就是人跟神之间没有间隔。
Because the enemy is afraid the most is that there's no gap between man and God.
我们以为那是很遥远的事情，那是研究所的这个阶段。
We feel that it might be something very far-fetched. It's like a graduate degree level.
哪里有一个爸爸妈妈生下的孩子要等到他到研究所的时候才来爱他呢
？But if there's such a parent that will have to wait until his kids go to graduate school to start loving.
孩子只要存在，父母亲的爱都在他的身上。
As long as the child exists, there is love of the parents.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神在我们里面制造这个渴慕哈。
May the Lord create such longing in our hearts.
我们没有这个渴慕，神在我们身上就没有办法工作。
If we don't have such longing, then God cannot work in our hearts.
我说过了，一个瓶子，你如果盖子是关着的
，Because if the bottle is kept.
就算你丢到太平洋，这么大的洋海不能够充满你。
Even if you throw the bottle into the Pacific Ocean, such a great ocean cannot fill the bottle.
不要说不能充满你，连一滴都进不来。
Not even a drop of water will get into the bottle.
但是如果器皿是开着的
，But then if the vessel is open.
不要说一个杯子的器皿了、
啊。Let alone just one cup.
连美国这么大的器皿丢到太平洋，马上充满它。
Even if a vessel as big as America can be filled by the great ocean.
所以这是为什么圣经上说你们要向我大大张口，我就大大的充满你们。
That's why the scripture says, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill you greatly."
我们向主渴慕有多少，他就充满有多少。
Because the Lord will fill us according to the measure of our thirst.
你说地上有哪一个交易有这么好事？
Is there any such good deal in this world?
今天有任何一个 buffet 店会准你说你带多少 container 来，我都让你带菜回家。
Is there such a buffet restaurant says I will fill any vessel that you bring?
我相信我们带个大卡车去了，把他所有螃蟹都带回去了，龙虾都带回去了。
But if that's the case, then we'll just bring a truck and bring back.All the lobsters.
你不会只带个小塑胶袋去装一只螃蟹脚回家的。
If there's such a restaurant, you won't just go there with a little sandwich bag.
为什么我们都没有去想这些事情？
We never thought about these things.
圣灵是把全辈的祝福，所有的祝福都给我们。
Because the Holy Spirit is willing to give us all spiritual blessings.
但是他对我们只有一个要求。
But then there's only one requirement.
就是我们自己要在乎，我们肯要。
That we have to care and we will have to want it.
我们不要他没办法 inside.
If we don't want it, he cannot force feed us.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主像刚刚的诗歌说，我像困路浅木渴慕溪水一样。
Oh, we hope that we can all be like the song says, just like the deer.
我来到他的面前，我是要来朝见他的。
We come before him to worship him.
我是要与他有神圣相会 ，divine encounter 的。
That we come to have a divine encounter with him.
虽然我看到弟兄姊妹，我很高兴。
Yes, I'm so happy to see brothers and sisters.
虽然在这里有中国菜，我可以享受。
And then we have Chinese food at this church.
虽然在这里有诗歌，可以让我的灵被更新。
Yes, I come here. I can listen to the songs, be refreshed.
但是我最大的渴慕、最大的在乎，是我要跟神在这里相会。
But my greatest thirst is that I can come here and meet God.
让圣灵能够充满我。
So that the Holy Spirit can fill me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真的渴慕吗？
Am I really thirsty?
我真的迫切的渴慕他。
Am I thirsty? Desperately thirsty.
正像我们诗歌有一本说，我心中饥渴的爱慕着耶稣。
Like the song says, my heart earnestly longs for you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们自己连这个渴慕都没有，怎么？
Sometimes we don't even have such thirst.
我们连这个渴慕都需要向神要，对不对？
And even this thirst, we have to pray for.
你说主啊，为什么别人那么渴慕你，我连这个渴慕都没有呢？
We say, Lord, why is that someone else is so thirsty? I don't even feel it.
主啊，把这个渴慕赐给我。
Lord, please give me this thirst.
啊，你来吸引我，让我快跑的来跟随你。
Draw me so I can run after you.
所以主耶稣在地上讲登山宝训的时候，特别说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus.Says, blessed are those who thirst, who are hungry and thirst for righteousness.
因为他必要得到饱足。
Because they will be filled.
前几天我们读到《使徒行传》讲到哥尼流的时候。
So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Cornelius.
哥尼流身上最大的特点就是饥渴慕义。
And then he is a righteous person who thirsts for God.
在他还没有听见福音的时候，他就在到处寻找神，他想认识这位神。
Before he heard of the gospel, he looked for this God.
当彼得跟他传福音的时候，他全部预备好了，全神的听神的话。
When Peter preached the gospel to him, he was all ready to receive God's word.
他整个心向神是敞开来的。
And his heart was completely open to God.
所以圣经上说，彼得才开讲的时候，圣灵就充满他。
For the scripture says, as soon as Peter opened his mouth, the Holy Spirit came down and filled him.
弟兄姊妹，你们不见得要听到就可以在这里大大被圣灵充满，你相不相信呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe that you don't even have to hear the message? You can be filled with the Holy Spirit already.
祷告会早来，主日早来，你坐在这里，你敞开。心向主祷告，我跟你说，你可能在那个时候遇见神，被圣灵充满的程度远超过后面听我们讲到。
Come to church earlier on Sunday or on Tuesday, even before the sermon started, you could be filled with the Holy Spirit, even a greater measure.
今天的关键不在于我在这里得到了什么。
The key is not what we can receive here.
今天的关键在于我遇见神没有。
But the key is that have I met God?
我遇见了神，没有东西可以比的。
If I have met God, nothing else compares.
Steve Jobs 说他有孩子远超过一千倍，是吧？一万倍，他所有其他的成就的东西，他说有孩子超过这些一万倍带给他的快乐。
Steve Jobs says that having children is 10,000 times more than anything that he has ever accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们真正第一手的自己亲自遇见神。我跟你说，我们所得到的祝福远超过任何其他的祝福。
But brothers and sisters, if we can meet God firsthand, have this encounter that is far greater than any blessing.
我希望我们常常带着这样子的心来到神的面前。
I hope that we can come before God with such longing.
更新应该是经常有的经历。
And the renewal should be a experience that's very often.
应该是随时有的经历。
It should happen all the time.
应该是在任何时刻我们需要有的经历。
It should be a something that we need to experience any moment.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。